normal approach and landing. The objective of this task is to exhibit satisfactory knowledge, risk management, and skills associated with a normal approach and landing, with emphasis on proper use and coordination of flight controls. If a crosswind condition does not exist, your knowledge of crosswind elements will be evaluated through oral testing. Demonstrate understanding of available landing distance. Stabilized approach and interpretation and use of visual glide slope indicators. Energy management. Atmospheric conditions. Wind conditions and effects. Emergency procedures during approach and landing. And land and hold short operations, or option to refuse land and hold short operation restriction. Demonstrate the ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to select the appropriate runway based on wind, pilot capability, and airplane limitations, exceeding the manufacturer's maximum demonstrated crosswind component, wind shear, tailwind, wake turbulence, task management, low-altitude maneuvering, collision avoidance, scanning, obstacle and wire strike avoidance, failure to follow the right-of-way rules, obstacles on approach and landing paths, failure to recognize the need to perform a go-around or rejected landing, low-altitude stall and spin, land and hold short operations, and demonstrate the ability to identify, assess, and mitigate risks encompassing failure to adhere to a sterile cockpit environment. Demonstrate your ability to ensure the aircraft is on the correct and assigned runway. Scan the landing runway and areas and adjoining areas for possible obstructions for landing. Complete the appropriate checklist. Consider the wind conditions, landing surface, obstruction, and select a suitable touchdown point. Establish the recommended approach and landing configuration and airspeed, and adjust pitch attitude and power as required. Maintain a stabilized approach and recommended airspeed, or in its absence, no more than 1.3 VSO, with wind gust factor applied, plus 10, minus 5 knots, or as recommended by the aircraft manufacturer for the aircraft type and gust velocity. Make smooth, timely, and correct control applications during the roundout and touchdown. Touchdown smoothly at a speed that provides little or no aerodynamic lift. Touchdown with the available runway within 400 feet beyond a specified point, with no drift, and with the airplane's longitudinal axis aligned with and over the runway centerline. Maintain crosswind correction and directional control throughout the approach and landing sequence. Execute a timely go-around decision when the approach cannot be made within the specified tolerances or any other condition that may result in an unsafe approach or landing. And utilize after-landing runway incursion avoidance procedures.